And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have folks from the Future Problem Solvers team here in Sitka Middle and High School, as well as their coach, Nora Stewart. I'm going to let the kids introduce themselves, starting on my left.
I'm Max Johnson, and I'm a freshman.
Okay.
I'm Anya Brookschmidt, and I'm also a freshman.
I'm Mina Brookschmidt. I'm a seventh grader.
Okay, so freshman in high school. Okay, let's talk about the Future Problem Solvers. Nora, can you tell us a bit about what this group does?
This group works on learning creative and critical thinking to solve problems set about 30 years in the future. The topics are assigned to them by the International Division. There's four topics a year, and this year they've been working on 3D printing and identity theft so far.
Okay, so you folks just won the state competition last weekend, and now you get to head to the international competition, which will be held in La Crosse, Wisconsin. How does that feel to have one state, the whole state? And now you're going to be competing. 16 countries are participating, over 2,200 people. That's more than in the entire Sitka School District. What's that like for you? Excited?
Yeah, really excited. It's pretty awesome to do something like win state that we had no idea that was going to happen, and then get to travel to somewhere where we've never been, because like I've never been to Wisconsin, and that's really awesome to get to go.
So did you imagine heading into the competition that you'd win it?
No, I had no idea, and I don't think my team did either.
So it must be pretty exciting. How are you preparing for international?
So the international topic is biosecurity, and so a lot of what we're doing to prepare is researching that topic, yeah, and reading articles, and yeah.
So let's talk about how this works. You get a theme, and you research as much about that theme as you can. So you had a good understanding of the depth and breadth of the potential problems involved. And then when you're in the competition, you get a scenario. And when you get that scenario, what needs to happen?
We need to create multiple challenges that may present this scenario. And then we have to pick the worst worst problem. Then we have to come up with a whole bunch of solutions. And then we have to pick the best solution out of that. And then write a big detailed action plan around that solution.
Okay, so what are you investigating around biosecurity? What are the hot spots?
We'll be investigating like biosecurity with diseases and animals and plants and stuff, as we assume that the future scene is going to have something to do with that.
Yeah. So with animals and plants, what do you mean biosecurity around that?
So it's like invasive species, but also it can be like diseases, like in food, and trying to keep those out of certain places.
Mm-hmm. So biosecurity is like closing borders against unwanted things. So like Hawaii has this thing where you can't bring fruit out. That's biosecurity.
Okay. All righty. Nora, what do you think makes this team a winning team?
The junior high school division, they've been together for 4 years, and their teamwork is amazing. Their communication has just grown over the years, and I think that that's their strongest point, is that they work so well together. The high school team was new this year, but they all, I don't know, Max, what do you think? Why did it work for you guys?
This year, I think we all just kind of work together a little better. In the past years, a lot of our teams have kind of argued in the past, and this year I felt like our team really listened to each other's opinions and all kind of did our part very well and helped come together to win.
Well, that is part of problem solving, right? Not just having the facts and figures at your fingertips, but being able to work together effectively and respectfully. So why is it that you choose to do this, Anya and Mina, why do you choose to do this?
I kind of chose to do this because my sister Mina was doing it, and I kind of do every single activity she does. But I also really enjoy writing, and that's a large part of Future Problem Solvers. So that's kind of a place where I can do that.
So when you divvy up? jobs. Yes. And are you the writer then in the group?
Yes, we have someone who writes a 5-paragraph essay at the end of the problem, and that's my job.
All right. Minya?
I did feature problem solving because, well, it started with Ms. Himshute, the science teacher, did like these enrichment groups during school. And one of them was feature problem solving. And so for like, I don't know, a couple weeks, we just kind of learned about it during school. And when it started to be after school, it just felt natural to just keep doing it. And all my friends were kind of doing it. And so I continued doing it and I haven't stopped.
And Max?
Well, I kind of started in fourth and fifth grade as well. And then I kind of quit for a couple of years. And then I think it was actually Nora who, like, tracked me down when I got into middle school and told me to come into practice one day. So then I kind of rejoined it. And then for the last 2 years, I've been competing because it's kind of fun.
So, Max, you were talking about how you and your teammates learned a lot about communication. And so the question goes out to all of you. What have you learned? How have you grown and changed in how you approach problems and how you communicate with others?
I've learned how to speak up a lot more because usually I don't really articulate my my opinions very much and I just kind of quietly try to say them. But now I've kind of been able to say like what I'm thinking and write down like my part and people actually listen to what I'm saying.
All right.
Well, feature problem solving, you actually have to come up with 16 solutions at the end for the main problem you chose. And it helped me get a lot better at not just looking at the few obvious solutions, but really thinking outside the box and finding a lot and then choosing from all those.
And Max?
I've learned kind of how to listen to the other members of my group, like not just like hear everyone else's opinions and then like also voice mine without like trying to overrule them and then just to work together with the team.
So the motto of Alaska Future Problem Solvers is teaching kids how to think, not what to think. Nora, what has been the evolution there that you've seen?
I think that most of these kids that participate in it are really creative. And it gives them a platform in translating creative ideas into something that people can understand or use rather than them just being out their ideas. It's been really great to see them be able, because we joke around a lot about some of the things we come up with, and we know that those things maybe aren't useful, but then you can find the one thing in that idea that could be applied. So it's been really cool to see the kids be able to take those thoughts and turn them into a 5-paragraph action plan.
So a shout out needs to go to the junior division as well. And that's the Keat Cushiheen team.
Yes, they came in 3rd place this year. They have new coaches down there, new students participating. It's really fun to get to see this program grow. We also need to give a shout out to my co-coach, Kristen Homer. We've been doing this for 4 years now, and it's really nice to have some new people kind of spreading so that we're in the 3 schools.
So state competition, how many teams did Sitka go up against?
In the junior high division, I think there were 8. And in the high school division, for some reason, there were only 3, but I think you need to qualify with a certain number of points in order to be invited to the state bowl. And I'm not sure how many were at the Keat level.
8.
And so for state competition, you focused on identity theft. What were some surprising information that you discovered about that?
How widespread identity theft is, because it's kind of everywhere, and you don't really realize that because it's kind of a silent crime because no one talks about it happening.
Anything else that surprised you?
I learned that it can, like, affect anyone. Like, it's not just, like, people who have, like, money. They'll target, like, babies, and they'll even target people who have already died who haven't had their identities erased or something. So it's, like, a lot more complicated than you'd think.
What were your favorite solutions?
Well, we had one for our ultimate solution was we created a new holiday to raise awareness, and I really enjoyed that one because it was really fun to make up like games that they would play and to really tell a story through that. We also had some other ones that were pretty cool too, like planting a tree every time someone raised awareness and stuff like that.
So some solutions focused on education.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Any other favorites? Even the out there, out of the box ones? Really out of the box ones.
What was ours? I can't remember.
You know, was the foot scanner part of this?
No, the foot scanner was not part of this.
Okay.
But you can tell them about it.
That's all I remember. I can't remember what solution packet that was from.
There was a foot scanner involved in some solution.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, thank you all for coming in this morning and joining us. Good luck to you in the international competition.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, we've been speaking with some future problem solvers.